Just a quick note, there is a spoiler in today's episode about the book Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. So if you haven't read it or seen the second Harry Potter movie in the 12 years since it's been out and still want to, skip ahead to the next episode. Welcome to episode 79 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Harry Potter Week by looking at one of the major characters of the second book of the series, Gilderoy Lockhart. Gilderoy Lockhart is introduced in the Harry Potter books as an egotistical, handsome author of biographical adventure books. It seems he's seen and done it all, but it turns out that he really hasn't done everything. He stole the stories for his books from other witches and wizards who actually lived through the experiences and just wiped their memories, taking credit for their exploits. There is conjecture that this character was based off Jorge Arentes, J.K. Rowling's first husband. The two met in Portugal, fell in love, and got married. At this point in Rowling's life, she was already planning out the Harry Potter series. But the marriage with Arentes quickly devolved into arguing, and they got divorced after the first daughter was born. And the marriage with Arentes quickly devolved into arguing, though, and they got divorced after their first daughter was born. After the first book was released, Jorge came out of the woodwork and claimed to have been instrumental to the creation of the book. J.K. Rowling disagreed, saying that she and she alone had been the creative force behind Harry Potter. There are some who say that Lockhart, with his penchant for claiming credit for stuff he didn't do, was based on Jorge. Rowling has said that Lockhart was not meant to reflect him. Nonetheless, the similarity is striking. While Rowling said she didn't do it on purpose, maybe the character of Gilderoy Lockhart is a more subconscious manifestation of her frustration. Thanks for tuning in to episode 79 of the Daily Brainwave. Special thanks to my sister Lauren for helping me write today's episode. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @DailyBrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue our look at the wizarding world of Harry Potter by examining J.K. Rowling's seeming obsession with trains.